Welcome back to this new section where I'm trying to improve my speaking English, my English speaking skills. So today we are going to learn about some new pieces of news. So stay tuned. So today we are talking about Google bans Android phones from having 3 or more notches. This last technology about notches is very important and paramount in the new devices that are trying to innovate their design. So Google has banned these mobile phones from having more than 3 notches. So this is what the piece of news says. Google is building official notch support into Android P, but it's laying down some ground rules first. 2 notches is the limit. In a blog post for developers yesterday, Android UI product manager Megan Patrosky wrote that Google is working with device partners to mandate a few requirements for a compatibility purpose. Among those are limits on notches. The mandate says that Android P phones can have more than 2 cutouts on a device. Only 1 notch is allowed per side, and notches are only allowed at the top and bottom edges, not left and right. At this point, we haven't even seen phones with 2 notches. So the ban on trier, quad notch phone and left and right side notches is all theoretical. But I'll switch over the notch phones feel like it happened overnight. So putting some restrictions in place before things evolve should be helpful for making sure that apps continue to run properly on these strange new screens. But it's worth noting that Google doesn't have complete control over Android, so it's not as thought there can never be a phone with 3 or more notches. Google said it's working with its device manufacturer partners, which likely means any company with the Play Store and other Google services built into the device. That's most Android phones, but it's entirely possible some manufacturers not bound to Google restrictions could go out on its own and make some multi-notch abomination. The real point of this restriction is to make sure that apps display properly, no matter what device you pick up. Because notches can cut into the area that an app sometimes displays in, Android P includes controls to let apps either avoid or embrace the notch. By default, Android P will expand the status bar on the top of the screen so that it takes up the entire notch, rather than cutting off a part on an app. And in landscape mode, the notch will be blacked out. The good news is, for the most part of your app should work as intended, even on a cutout device, Potowski wrote. But if app developers want to, they'll be able to embrace the notch and have their app wrap around it. That's something you're probably more likely to see with maps, games, and other apps where you aren't cutting anything out and are instead adding screen space and sharing and creating a more immersive feeling. You may have already seen this, since developers have been able to test out notch support in the Android P beta since May. The final version of the operating system is supposed to be really near the end of the summer, so it likely won't appear on shipping devices until sometime in the fall. Google says Android is now on 16 phones with notches from 11 different companies, and that's likely to expand significantly in the coming year. But probably for the best, we won't be seeing any of the biggest Android phone makers go too wild with their notch count. And well, I don't think that this kind of ban is interesting, because the piece of news said that there hasn't been any device like 3 notch or something like that. So it's just based on some theoretical prepositions that developers could be creating. So it's just like a preventive idea that Google had in order to prevent new apps to miss working under some devices that are that include some notches. So it's important to take into account that this notch, this lately the technology, is bugging some of the current application because they are not designed for working in that condition, in those conditions. So it'll be a solution for users and developers to start working on the applications and providing a more simple detailed style and design. So I think that this new ban is quite interesting for the industry, and will be for sure a great option. So if you're a developer and you were interested in developing a device with more than two notches, you better stay away from that idea. If we were talking about devices, this technology, it's gonna blow your mind. So this technology is quite a great new piece of news for many users of this application, and it is related to WhatsApp. This huge app has launched the most impressive characteristic. So finally, after at least 4 years of waiting, WhatsApp has launched the group video calling feature. And also, it is quite interesting. It is not that important since they are quite limited. So it's gonna read. Back at the Facebook FA developer conference in May, WhatsApp announced that it would be bringing good calling with both voice and video support later on this year. Now, WhatsApp says this feature is live for users around the globe on iOS and Android starting today. The group calling feature supports up to 4 people simultaneously, regardless of where those people are. The company says it is engineered the feature to work under less than stellar network conditions, so you can video chat a friend or family member from a phone location, so long as you can get yourself online. Calls are also end-to-end encrypted, like all chats on the platform. Earlier this year, WhatsApp announced that it has 1.5 billion monthly active users, so there's probably quite a few people who are itching to try the new group calling feature out. WhatsApp first launched video chatting in 2016 and voice calling back in 2014, and now its users spend a total of 2 billion minutes per day talking on the phone. So this new excited me a lot because it's quite an interesting feature that this application has launched since I started using it. And even if I'm interested in using it, I'm gonna try to do it for some reasons. First, it's quite limited. I mean, if I were to call some of my friends, I wouldn't call just 4. I mean, I would call at least 5, 6, 7, and 8, even 10 friends of mine. So just calling a video call for four people, it's quite hard, you know? Besides, if the network before was kind of slow just by video chatting, by using WhatsApp, so I can't imagine how it's gonna be after you are trying to be chat with other 3 people. So it would be a slow internet connection. Even if you had a fast connection, you will feel that it runs slowly. Also, I'm not denying that it's quite a good feature, because in fact it is. For example, How didn't the company launch this idea before, even if they knew they had that amount of active users per month? I mean, if I were the developer, I know that this is quite a hard activity to to do, because you need to establish all the servers, prepare them, establish the characteristic, create the code for the characteristic, start the feature. I would have tried to launch it before, and I will be obtaining more users and more users monthly, so the revenue will be increased. So I think they spent a lot of time waiting for it. And nowadays, it's not that common to chat via WhatsApp. I mean, by doing video calls. So if I need to do some video calls, I will try to use another application like Skype or even Discord that it's game related. Maybe even I would try to use Messenger to do so. And if you are an iOS user, you will try to use FaceTime. And if you are an Android, you could use Hangouts. So it's not that impressive nowadays, but it's quite interesting that this company has launched this idea.